Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. You know, we stumbled across an article the other day, and it had one of those titles where it kind of grabs you, and you know immediately something that you need to know. And it says there's a difference between processed food and real food.
Exactly. This is a study that was sponsored by the NIH.
Yeah.
It's the first study, and it's a small study, that shows that ultra-processed food makes you gain weight because you tend to eat more of it than non-processed foods, regular foods. So this was a study done with 20 healthy individuals. 10 of them were fed food, you know, meals made with regular unprocessed
whole foods.
And that's whole foods, you know, cooked broccoli, maybe shredded cabbage, you know, whole eggs, nothing that was processed at all.
Nothing that was pre...
The other 10 were fed, and this is for a period of 2 weeks, only foods made with ultra-processed foods. So like, you know, chicken tenders, you know, packaged, frozen, this and that. Even dry roasted peanuts for a snack is considered ultra-processed because there's other stuff added to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, and the point was you could eat just anything.
And they fed them mass quantities, and they were able to eat
as much as they wanted.
Okay, that was the key here.
That's the key here.
So over a two-week period, it turned out that the 10 folks that were eating the ultra-processed foods tended to eat more than 500 calories a day more.
100
calories a day more than the people who are eating the regular foods.
That's significant.
The non-processed foods. So over a two-week period, what does that come out to be? 2 pounds.
2 pounds.
Okay.
They gained 2 pounds.
They gained 2 pounds. Now, then they switched, and those ultra-processed food eaters were then given the non-processed foods. Guess what? They lost their 2 pounds.
They lost.
Yeah, because they ate less.
And what about the ones that started with?
Well, then they ate more.
And they ate more.
So
it wasn't as if they were exercising their willpower or anything like that.
No, they ate more. You tend to eat more of the ultra-processed foods. And this
without
is an
even
idea
knowing
now.
It.
This is an idea now. It needs much more work. But that can help explain the obesity epidemic that we are witnessing right now.
I think
now.
It certainly will help. And so what really is the key in here? What is the...
Well, this is a very good question, John. Why are people eating more of the ultra-processed?
Yeah.
And one idea is, well, because they're not getting the nutrients that they need, so they keep eating more.
Oh.
Or... The thing is, a lot of the foods are fried, and these ultra-processed foods are fried with a coating, and that may be more appealing. Also, they find that these ultra-processed foods tend to be softer.
Softer.
You know, these frozen vegetables. If you're cooking broccoli, for example, and you're cooking them, say, crisp tender, right?
Sure.
More effort to chew.
And just a little more.
Whereas if you're buying frozen broccoli and you're just heating it up, it's going to be overcooked to begin with. Softer.
Uh-huh. I see.
Softer foods can you know, maybe is more pleasing to you.
Yeah, those are those kind of appeals. And then there's something about it's, I don't know.
What?
There's probably some other little element.
There's probably
more
something
sugar,
else, but
do you think?
This is a small study, but it is when you give people as much food to eat as they want, the ones who are fed the unprocessed foods, the whole foods, they tend naturally not to eat as much. Whereas with the processed foods, they tend to eat more. You know, John, I go to a restaurant, you know, if I go to a restaurant and I'm looking at the servings, and a lot of these fast food restaurants they're ultra processed, and they give these people huge amounts of food, and the plates are eaten clean. And I'm saying, how do they manage that?
Yeah.
How can you possibly get that amount of food into you?
How did they choke it all down?
Yeah, but you know, you and I don't do that.
No, well, we eat quite a bit of whole foods.
It's whole foods. But we cook for
it's
ourselves.
It's pretty hard to avoid processed food entirely.
Well, if you're doing sauces and mustards and things like that's different. You're not eating huge quantities of that, okay? We're talking about huge quantities of ultra-processed foods that that ultimately add up to a meal.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking that there's a kind of a stealth factor there that we've long noticed, that many of the foods that you buy thinking that they haven't been processed in any significant way actually have been to a certain extent.
But also, you know, these ultra-processed foods tend to have more salt. Mm-hmm. They tend to have sugar. And so maybe people like that, and so they keep eating more before they stop. But to eat 500, a little bit more than 500 calories a day more,
that's pretty
sick. Over three meals.
Yeah, but as you say, you know, the study needs to be done on a much larger scale.
Much larger scale and with very sharply focused questions.
But we can make confident predictions.
Yes.
And with that, we're inviting you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.